Kedushin continued by Rosh Hashanah, Chof Chesi, Yohi Tov Shemim, May 1985, on Sunday continued.
To tell us another halacha that even after the Odin gave the Hanukkah to the Eved, the Valchiv cannot collect from it. So how can Tanakame learn out from Loi Gulumich Ratzmei, if all it is needed to advise us that the Hanukkah payment is secure against the Valchiv, the Valchiv's collection? Even if we assume that the Tanakame rejects Shigurin Ramos. But here, there is a special halacha that is secure against the halacha. So the Lord is here to advise us this halacha. How can we learn out Lord Gulun Mecharat? So it's a kasha from this Gemara against the Rambam. So that's the kasha to be already from the Rambam. Finish up the Gemara up to a long time in the Yahweh of Sarai. My time is an Kame, Doma Mikheratsni, Rabbi Lissich, Mir Rachmoni Gamuchu Besen, in Madin of the Lord Bishop, Lord Mikheratsni, in Dortmund. And there, how does he say that Ibn Mechratzne is Rabbi Nishmuk Hanis? But doesn't the Torah say Yivkin Loi, and the Loi is superfluous? Doesn't it tend to imply Loi Mechratzne? No. So Loi Balkov, the Yidok, so how can come again now from Loi, Loi Mechratzne, that the Loi is needed to tell us in okay? No, the Balkoch, we don't need a lay, because that we can go now from Mishnah Chasochen and Lay. We are from Mishnah Chasochen after the time. Mishnah Chasochen, what for Sochen and Lay? We give you the Lila. It's our life, so I give you the Lila. I cannot take the Himo. Himo the Machel, Himo the Mishnah. But my Rabbi Tzor, we can't share the Lays of the Shifra Kainos. So we know the aloche that Rabbi Meisalei Shifraknaimis Balkoche. So from the Tosik of Mishnah Rasochi, some mele the loy is superfluous. So Tanakam can learn out from that that loy the loy mecheras. Vidoch. So how can the Bazaar say that Rabbi is Mishnah Tainis? But after all, there is a Loi superfluous. Yidoch, it was a whole. The Inyos Mala Minhan Yidaita, Abba Kofi Loi, Koma Hashmur. Hare Rashi. Mechmish Nisra Sohana, Yamil Ba Kofi, Vitamidei, Koa, Deino, Vitnoi, Limite Meicheia, Now, let's see the Gersa go. The Goyim changes the Gersa. V'ida ha'hum bo'yele lo'y lo'y yesh. So the more in our Gekot, our Gersa, the more refute that. Yesh of my lo'y. There couldn't be such a Gersa Kosov. Such a Gersa Kosov is inconceivable. Why shouldn't Yoshim be entitled? Yoshim are entitled to any Schiras. Why shouldn't he be entitled to this Schiras? Yesh on my loy, socha kari rachman, ma socha kloser, yesh on type of yesh, el loy beloy balche. How was it caught? How the caught him in the gears? He must have had certain manuscripts, otherwise, how should he change? I mean, it's not a question of the word, you know, taking out. He changed it completely. Yesh on my son, hi kloser, yesh on fellow, take the same in the hook. All these things are to be the Amchuk. The Nifl Tzad, the Idoch, So in other words, according to our deal, say, so Gemore is Nitre, Gemore reports the Drosha of Loidul Yashar. That on the contrary, it means a few years. But according to the Gersagro, the Gemore, so the Drosha of Loidul Yashar remains. But Loid is mentioned twice. So from one Loid, we learn out Loid Yashar. From the other Loid, the Tanakama learns out from the other Loid. So the Tanakama learns out Loid Mechratme. And the Blazer learns out not Loid Mechratme, but Loid Balchim. But both Tanakama and Rabbeza agree that from one Loid we learn out Loid Yashar. So there is a basic dachanine between our Gelse, which seems to be the Gelse of Loid Hashem. It's a little strange. I mean, the core changes. I'll soon mention why it changed. But it probably had a certain manuscript that corroborated his Gelse. So according to our Gelse, the Gemara reports the Idrosha of Loid Yashar. And on the contrary, it's Loid Afilu Yashar. And according to the Gersagro, the Gemara does not report Loid Yashar. So Loid Yashar remains. But there's another Loid that implies, according to the Tanakama, Loid Loy Mechratzne, and according to Rav Lezer, Loy Balchei. But as far as the first one is concerned, so Bein according to Tanakama, Bein according to Rav Lezer, it implies Loy Balchei. Why does it work to them? So one reason is because in the Sifri, you look it up, it's Kufites, it's paragraph Kufites in the Sifri in Parshere. So there, on the Loi in Parshere, so the Sifri says, Loi the Loi Liyash. Loi the Loi Liyash. So, one possible character is, so we have to speak that there is a machleket between our Gemara and the Sifri. But before the implied discourse, that there is a machleket between our Gemara and the Sifri. Since the Sifri does say, Loi Yashar, so maybe change that Yosef. And I think he probably had certain manuscripts that corroborate this Yosef. So then, because before, you know, visited many places in Europe to look for manuscripts. That's why the self-declared scholars, so they have the chutzpah to say that they follow up the approach of the Gros, you know, they examine text. But before you examine different texts, you have to go through every word and every letter in Shas, Bavel, Shas, Yerushalmi, in this text. Then one has a right to examine other texts. But before you go through, Mumblat Gemara in Shas, to examine different texts, that's ridiculous. Anyway, so that's why the Gor changes it. And he says, Vidoch Kreleikside, Vidoch Harumi Boyle, Loyboy Balchema. Loyboy Balchema. Anyway, the Malbim Parshrei says something very remarkable. But the reason as to why the Malbim says it's not his case, he was inspired by that. He was inspired by what the Shach says in Simen Pei Bo, you look it up. Siv Gimel in the Shach, Chishmish. Simen Pei Vov, Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. So the Malbim says that he says he doesn't change it yourself. If he changes yourself, so then there is no conflict, no machleket between our Gemara and his. But if we don't change it yourself, then there is the machleket. So now it's according to our Gemara, there is no drosha of free drosha. And on the contrary, it's loya purely yashu. Because why should it be distinguishing it from spirits? If somebody worked for an employer, and then before the employer had an opportunity to pay the salary, so the employee died. Doesn't the son, the yashu, the son or father or brother or cousin, mean the whoever is the yashu? Next of kin, isn't he entitled to collect from the employer? Of course. So here too, that's what the Gemara says. And as a three holds, no. This is distinguishable from Sphiras. The Sphiras is, so the next of kin is entitled. But I'm not kidding. The next of kin is not. So the Malbim says, and that's based upon the Shach. For the Malbim says, the machlekes between our Gemara and the Sifri is on another question. The Torah was mechayev hanoki. The Rodi, when the Eved is Yitzhak Chayot, so has to pay hanoki. What's the essence of hanoki? Is hanoki like, you know, we say today, we talk of severance pay. Severance pay. When a worker has been working for an employer, let's say, for a number of years, and then he terminates his service, so he's entitled to severance pay. So the severance pay is considered like an integral part of the salary. In other words, it's like a bonus to the salary. When he finishes working for an employer, he is entitled to a certain bonus. So hanoke is essentially a bonus. It's a bonus of the salary. It's chiras. Or hanoke is like stock. It's like stock. The same way as a person who has the means is obligated to give the poor person everything that he needs, have to sustain the poor. They must say a shiatzah. So that's also talking. It's not part of the sphere. That's the machlokes. The Baal says between our Gemara and the sphere. Our Gemara says it's inconceivable, such as Rosh, that loy will be Rosh. Because is there such a deen without stress? Could we conceive such a deen without stress? It's inconceivable. It wouldn't make sense, Hashem. So here too, it's inconceivable. But the Sifri holds no, stress is not, because stress is a legal debt. It's not chesed. When you pay a worker, so it's chesed. It's a gratuity. It's his money, he worked, so you have to pay him, it's his money. If you don't pay him, you're a gazlet. If an employer doesn't pay out the salary to the worker, he's even a citizen, the Gemara says, no, no. The citizen is actually quite well easy. So maybe, how is the shaykh to say, money that is due to him, that is legally due to him, not by way of gratuity, of grace. It's not a negative grace. It's not a gratuity set. It's a hey. It's a bonus of the Hanoki is a bonus of the sphere. It's a bonus of the sphere. It's a bonus of the sphere. As a matter of fact, it's a Chinuch says, the mitzvah of Anarkeh says, even though the mitzvah of Hanukkah day lies only to the Jewish, and the Ivri is not made to Maaseh, because in the Ivri name it tells much of Ivri, and today with Maaseh, it's not really Shreel or Leon, it's well, some Melech, there is no evil, but from the mitzvah of Anarkeh, we can learn out a certain lesson that Mitzav Mosisa Yoshavatei, when a certain worker, someone for a considerable time, doesn't mean it applies to someone who cleans your windows, you see, one day, but somebody who has been working for you for years and then he retires, so Mitzav Mosisa Yoshavatei. We can deduce from the mitzvah of Anarkeh that he should give you something. He wants severance. So we see from the Chinuch that Anarkeh is not just a gratuity. It's a bonus to the spirit. If you can give just a gratuity, so what Shaykh has, does it have to a payout? Maybe the Torah was higher than gratuity to never. After all, because he was humiliated, you know, he had to sell himself, or best net to sell, but what has it to do with the person, I mean, who just agreed, you know, to work for another person? So from that group, we see, I once was involved in the Torah in New York, 20 years ago. 21 years ago. So there was a Torah with a stone saw in the head with one of the workers of Torah saw. And he worked at Torah saw a number of years, and then there was a conflict where, and then he resigned, because of the conflict he resigned. And he demanded severance pay. So originally it had to be decided. It was an important Torah because the one who worked for Torah saw was not a plain worker. I mean, he was a big expert in this field. I don't want to mention him. So there was a big Torah, and I was the dying of the worker, and then another role was the Dayan of the Torah and Saw, and the Rav Henkin Zechenu Roche was the Shomer. But then Rav Henkin became very preoccupied with a certain project in Israel. He couldn't have the Torah. Then Rav Henkin suggested to them the Torah and Saw, and that worker, that they should submit the Torah to me. In one capacity, I was very reluctant to accept it. But then I think it's a thing of why I pressured him. He said, it's all right, I can't pass him. And I passed him. And then in the Psak, I mentioned that thing. It's had Rasis Ayoshua thing. But anyway, the Chinuch, so. From the Chinuch we can see that he considers that like a skirt. Severance pay, the way people talk today of severance. It's like a bonus, you know, to the skirt after working. So the Maldu says, this is what our Gemara says. That Hanoki is not a clue as a gratuity, as doctrine. But it's part of stress. You owe it to him. In other words, the Odin gave the best when, let's say, 600 Jews, so there's another 500 Jews. It's part of the stress that he has to give to the enemies. He has to give them. Some may say it's inconceivable that there should be a Roshan. Loyal Roshan. which you can see of such a aloha in Gata spirit. So why should there be such a aloha in Gata Damoke, which is a bonus of the spirits? What is a freehold? No, it's not part of the spirits. It's Doke. It's life Doke. It's gratuity. So they have it, gratuity. But why should his cousin be entitled to that gratuity? He didn't work as an elect. The cousin is just a stranger. Nothing to do with the Odin. Why should Odin pay him a gratuity? So that's why this is free. Don't darash. This is base upon the Shah. Even though the Shah doesn't mention the spirit and anymore and this thing, but the Malbim, you'll see the Shah in Siman Pei Vav Cheshvish, you'll see that he was inspired by them. Now, the Teisves, alright, we have to leave it here. So, Teisves, as this mentions, there are two issues in this. One sheet in Teisves is that since the Gemara says that the Almond Hamel is still eternal sin, some melee, the Aloha is not like a Nosin. Because here, we should pass the Kamel, not like a Blessed, or a Shamuti. Or a Shamuti, then, the Blessed is really not only respect Aloha, respect to have a message of kindness, and then he is a Mayo, comes up in the Morris, that in the other Machloik is between the Kamel and Blessed also, we do not pass the like a Blessed. And then there is another ocean basis that we do pass through like a Muslim. Even though we do pass because the blazer is like a Muslim, and we pass like a Muslim because they are highest, you know. And then Tesis mentions Rabbi Nisanel's chat. We cannot go over Tesis inside. It's very comfortable. Then Tesis mentions Rabbi Nisanel's chat. Rabbi Nisanel's chat. Rabbi Nisanel says, when the Gemara says, the Alman Amel is filled from Rosin, the Gemara doesn't mean Tanakame rejects from Rosin to be altered. The machleke between Tanakame and everybody agrees with Rosenthal in a general way. But the extent of the application of Rosenthal. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the extent of the scope is very wide. It applies not only to all ways, but even to spheres too. Not only if Levi borrowed $1,000 from Chinan, and Chinan borrowed $1,000 from Uwe, so Bezin is Meitzi from the Chosim of Levi and gives it to Uwe. That's true according to everybody, even according to the Kamer. But the Blazer says it has application even to Schuas. It has application even to Schuas. In other words, if Shimon is the worker worked for labor, if Shimon worked for labor, so Levi was Shimon's employer, so Levi owes $1,000 for the wages to Shimon. And Shimon borrowed from Ruvein. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the Shmuel Ramosim applies to that case. According to Nekame, it only applies to the case of Alvoy, not to the case of Spirit. Not the case of Spirit. Someone may well, we pass by to Nekame, so we limit Shmuel Ramosim only to Alvoy and not to Spirit. Not to Spirit. Now the question is, again, the Rambam. The Ramban passes like a Muslim, he plays not an ordinary, and he doesn't limit it to avoid. So So it's mashma, it applies in the stress. At the same time, he passed the Elgan Kama. He passed the Kama. So then the Shah, the Mishra Melech, in the Rishma, as Abodin discusses it, and the Shah gives it errors. He gives three Tabutin. And Simon Bivor, Simon, all right. That's all for the day. Now, for tomorrow, so I would like to finish up the Gemara up to that, the Zion and Dalek, to the Shtar. But you should look up the Rambam and the Shah. And the Shah. The Simon Bivor, Simon.
Lamates in Kedushin by the Rosh Hashiva Chof Tes Yehi Tav Shemem Hei, May 20th, 1985,
on Monday. What other things is not as relevant to the Gemara, you know, just Roshes. But what this thing is very relevant to the contents of the Gemara. Bindoch, so the Gemara says, Bindoch Pirush Tanikameh, the Alma Namor is here in Kavnos. In other words, Tanikameh learns out, from Hanik Tanik Loi. The is not the type of tanot. So, what Rezal said, the Nicharatzmi is a type of tanot. So the question is, but how about the Drosha of Hanik Tanik Lei, Lul Nicharatzmi? So, the Gemara says, Rezal Darsh is different. Hanik Tanik Lui, the Lul Balchi, Hanukkah is not subject to Shibrit Ramos. So then the question arises, you know, how can Tanakami learn out from Loi that Micharatzme is not in Tanakami? Hanukkah, but the Loi is necessary to advise us that Hanukkah is not subject to Shibrit Ramos. So Yimori says, Tanakami, the Almaname, Loi is still in Ramos. He's chilling, and the Moses is being old here. So maybe there is no Shibrit Ramos. So what it means is there's a cause that Tanoki is not subject to Shibrit Ramos. No real day is subject to Shibrit Ramos. It means that Tanakame rejects the Moses' being. Pirish Tanakame, but all the other is very famous. Kami Dagdiki, Dein Alochet Ramos. Dein Alochet Ramos. Do Rablaza de Rabono, we can give the Ramos. The Rablaza de Shamute, so what Ramos, the Alochet Rabos. But why couldn't we say the Alochet like Rablaza? Tanakame does not agree with Ramos, but Rablaza does agree with Ramos. So maybe the Alochi is like from Reza. So they said, some will say no, Alochi couldn't be like from Reza. Because from Reza, Shamuti, what's the Pshat in Shamuti? So two Pshati. One Pshat in Shamuti is because from Reza was misnabi. Because of the Machoikis of from Reza and Chuhomi, Tanur Achnoye, the more you will see it, that in the test. There was the Rabbi, and the pressure from Reza, he should concede to the Rabbon, and he refused to succumb to the Rabbon. Despite the fact that the Rabbi overruled. So maybe Allah is not like a Reza, because Shamute, in Shamute, in which he was believed. He was believed. So that means that since he was believed, so when any machlokes, after the nidu, the aloch is not like it. But it couldn't be retroactive. So only in respect to the machlokes that he had in the chachomim afterwards, you couldn't say that the fact faculty was in Snabi had retroactive effect. I mean, that's inconceivable. So how do you know that this machlokes between Benekame and Tavrezer took place at the meeting, maybe the place before the meeting? I don't know. But then there's another pshat in Shani, and that pshat is more Eladas. Shamute means he belonged to the Chabura Nishama. Shamute Nishama. In other words, of course, the whole thing is like the Sira. Kabbalah was a member of the Bisham. Right. But the Shamuti, so there is the Shiva Sabishaini, that the Aloha is not like a Moshe. Because here the Gemara says, Tanakame is Chilid and Moshe, the Jacks of Moshe. So Mele, who agrees with the Moshe, the Chabal Ezer. And since we have to pass on like Tanakame, so maybe we can pass on like a Muslim. So from the beginning of this thesis, that's why there is a certain stira in this. But from the beginning of this thesis, it's mashma that Tanakame himself is one of those Rishonim who are midagdik that in our heart of Muslim. How it's mashed. He says, they midagdi from the town. Mehod amun rekam pilgrim here, gabush piskim chedrab simore, mamzeira had omalai kibinto tavtimu udnoch. In other words, the rapsimboyes ushpizen guest. So Mishpizin is a guest. So was Imamza. Now so he had a problem. Whom will he marry? Well, he can marry Imamzeres. He can marry Yeres. But that will not solve his problems. Because the children will have will be Mamzer. So he had a big problem. How to cure the soul of Mamzeres many generations. So what he said, I mean, it's a strange expression. So he says, Zil name, he didn't mean the kashishov. Zil name, go and steal. So then, you will, you basically will sell you as an evidently. And the Nebedivri can marry a Shifat Nines. Can marry a Shifat Nines. In other words, he didn't Chassidon mean that to advise him to steal, I mean, whatever he steal, but that was a way of saying, if you will be sold as a Nebedivri, then you'll be allowed to marry a Shifat. Allowed to marry Shifo, and then when you have children, so the children are avodim. And then if the avodim is mishachar them, they are real kelim and they can marry Bas Yisrael. So that will cure the psul of Mamzeres from the generation. Then the Gemara says, even if he's not sold as an evidently, because the powerful says, the kelim Mamzeres is the Torah. There's the Gemara. Is the Gemara turn to the Gemara of Hamashpah.
Thank you.
that Mamzer is allowed to marry Shifo, even though that the Nisa of the Isaac to marry Shifo received the show. But on the Kodesh, but by Mamzer, the Nisa doesn't apply, because he is the offspring of the Ishus, of an Arab. So the Nisa of the new Kodesh doesn't apply to Mamzer. Or you have it come. Or a Tarpin doesn't say Chilei Mamza. In other words, Tarpin tells us if a Mamza married a Shifa and they had children, so then they can be cured of the problem there. But the Chilei is not allowed to marry a Shifa. Tosh, Omule, a Tarpin, the hardest as all, really the hardest and kings. The hardest and kings. Because this Eitzei is only for the Mamzer in this hall, but it doesn't apply to the kids. The Amr Tehachile Koma, Mamzer's name, Teisei Blehavde. Teisei Blehavde. So, the other is a story, Sheil Chol Mokim Shemachir, Vim Revel Amin, Vim Eisei Shifo, Vim Reich Vyodim. So, was ein Kind ist ruhig gehabt, in der ich nicht schon in Gauens im Kino, wo Baki starb, wo ist, und in Nossi des Isa. Nach der Schmier schmier in Jod, allen Rabtaten der wird kommen, aber die Lüche Trille, die in die Lüche in Jod, man muss das Name Tinsa Breer, weil Toschma, du bist ein, in der Kino, man sagt, man wird recht, eben den ich heiß, so ein Mele, will marry an Ebed, so then the child will have the status of the mother, it be Mamzeres, be Mamzer. So it can be cured. Toshma. Which the Simcha de Rebsen Loye, Mamzer. The Omale, so the guest of the Lord with the Mamzer. Omale, Rebsen Loye is a team. Ian Tintoch, the Artino, the Nyach, the Nyach. In other words, if I had known you before, then I would be able to cure your descendants from the soul of Mount Zeres. I am not showing the heart here, Shabbat. I am being harsh. I tell the whole thing. I know this Maki of the Yushin is a Sisho, or this is Mashiach Ritzo, or Itaya Bunech. So I am not showing the heart here, Shabbat. So I am not showing the heart Shifo, so that's what he meant. If I had known you before you got married, by the time that Chatzimloye met him, he was already married. He's already married. So he wouldn't advise him to marry another woman. He was already married, even though, I mean, it was before the Chema with the Arshim, but you don't give such an advice. Someone who has a wife to marry another woman. So, but if I had known you before you got married, before you got married, so then I would have advised you to marry a Shifo. If we, so it's a riot that the Chathchila is allowed to marry a Shifo. Yeah, we should have killed a Shafer, we are the Ebed, my new niece, my new. So, the niece if we eat, say, the Omale Zilgnei, the Zdagun Bebedeva. Zdagun Bebedeva, he meant it. So we can say that it's not Lechatchile. The mascot of the Gemara is that Lechatchile, the Mamzer is allowed to marry. But from this there is no right, because we could say Lechatchile is not allowed to marry a Shifa. But what does Roy mean? He said, had I known you before, I would advise you to steal, then if you are poor, you don't have any money. So Bezdin would sell this in the Hebrew, then you would be allowed to marry a Shifo, so then you would be able to cure your generation of the true content. So Gemara says, Shonigrach, Tamikame, more here says Tamikame rejects Gnosis. And who accepts Gnosis being prevalent? So maybe that was his life and was that? That we couldn't say. The Midangikim said, we couldn't say that was his life and was that. Because of was the Shamu, was that was Benito, and was that belonged to the Shama, whatever Shamu did. So why do we say that Aloha couldn't be a blazer in his machlokes against the Kameh because of where he shamute? So then Abraham said that Aloha couldn't be like a blazer in regard to the question of Anoke, whether Michras was entitled to Anoke or not. Another right, not with, besides the right of shamute. There is another right that, because first of all, as far as the right of Shamute, it's a weak right. If we say Shamute because he was Benidu, so who says that if a certain Kohen is Benidu, so then the Aloche cannot be like you, he's Benidu, so the Aloche cannot be like the one in Benidu. And then, assuming that there is a child, that when there is a machleket between Tutamoy and Bon Tame, is Benidu, so the Aloche cannot be like the one who is Benidu. So that's only Shaya in the Machlokes takes place after Benidu. Maybe this Machlokes takes place before the Benidu. And then the other shot, Shamute is long to the Shammai, that doesn't mean that in every Machlokes, so that he was involved. So he was involved as a member of the Shammai. Insert Machlokes between Shammai and the Sila. So he was part of the Shammai. But here there was no Machlokes between the Shammai and the Sila as such. It was a Machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rabbanon. Not a Machlokes between the Chabura of the Shammai and the Chabura of the Sila. So here we cannot say in Alohet Rav Lezer because he's a member of the Shammai. So as far as that Chaye is concerned, so it's a relatively weak right. But from the time of the better right, the Dawah is not part of this in this market. Because there, as in way, said, bone and steel. So, but according to Rav Lezer, so even if he didn't steal, so he will not be in Kabbalah's Kabbalah's, he'll be Mecher Asatzmei, he'll still be Mutal Mishvatanis. Now, what? So now, you know, yesterday I mentioned the machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva. The Ritva Shiki is that even though the Tanakhama says that Mecher Atzmei and Rabbi Meisar Shlefainis, it only means that the Rabbi doesn't have the schools to be Meisar Shlefainis. But the Eved himself, Tanakhama is maybe he's become Shlefainis. Now, if Rabbi Tam had agreed with the Shikha of the Ritva, so then Rabbi Tam could mention the fire. Because we more object against the Kash. Why did Rabbi Sengoye say, go and steal? He could have said, go and sell yourself. Go and sell yourself as an Eved. You don't have to steal. So apparently Rabbi Tam agrees with Rashi that according to Kitanikame, that in Rabbi Meisar Shlefainis, so mainly he's also the Shlefainis. So not yet, but there is no stira between the beginning of the case verse and the case verse here. What also in the portion S, because at the beginning he says, baby Dad will come to town. So that means that Rabbi Tam belongs to the Rishani, who are Midagrik, Mikam, in our Hekher Nosen, and then he says, the Rabbi Tam will be pierced in our Hekher Nosen. There's no catch. Rabbi Tam does not belong to the Rishani, who are Midagrik, Mikam, in our Hekher Nosen. But Rabbi Tam agrees with the Rishani that in regard to the Machlekes, between Tanikame and Reza, as to whether we passed him, whether Mecher Atzmei is a Chayot Tanoke or not, so the Aloha in Israel in Tanikame, that Mecher Atzmei is not a Chayot Tanoke, because The same achleikus is in respect to Rabbi Meisav Shifatayis, and from the Gemara of Siloye, we can see that the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar, that Nicher Atzmei, so Rabbi is not Meisav Shifatayis, because if Nicher Atzmei would Rabbi would be able to Meisav Shifatayis, so Rabbi Siloye didn't have to say to him, Zil Nei, he could say, Zil Vizakhinus Atzmecho, Leheribe. This is what Teisva says. But in Achaname, even though Rabbi Tam agrees with the Eishki Dagichin that we, with Gabi Hanoke, we pass like an Akame, not like a blazer, but still we pass like a Nosa. Rabbi Tam, the deep years ago, we have a Nosa. Da gab ich klug zu der Beide Robben, für die Frau Schor, die haben eine Robben, die kann nur haben und geben. Die Efschel Robben, die Asher, die wir am Nachmen, die haben die Sehnen, Schäfer und Tat, die da bringen, auch die Friede, die Gräse nehmen, alle Krebnossen, die kann nur am Nachmen die Sinne. Die Robben haben mich doch erklärt, die Gemäse, die kann nur die Robben aber dabei. Die Bauchheit, die kann nur haben und geben. So, in order to be in die Asher, the price this memory, not a price, I mean, you say, you should go to Kaka, but hey, I'm here. But hey, please, I'm here. So then, if we say, you can have a gave it, so then we have to explain this thing of the on the basis of Shigiri Ramos. Otherwise, Abnachmus Din cannot be explained. That's it. And since we pass by Abnachmus Din, some Mele, we have to say that Allah is like Ramos. We can't come back in the beginning. Robin Amidah, on the basis, and Robin Amabai, Uma, Shebesi, in the last look at the Kerablezer. We hold the Rabbi Meisav Shifatayis, or Hanam and Nime, the Lasilka Setabose, Bahin, Mankin, Rabbi Tam's Raya, is a Raya, Yume Bahin, Aloha Shamis, Abu Bahin, Aloha Kabos, Aloha Kabos. Vei, the Shemo Gambiho, the Meisav Shifatayis, Rabbi Meisav Shifatayis, Nami Lukas Kabos, the whole did not have to sort. They made the Rafael Zenoka, the Bohu Besen Kurame, the Rabbi Meisav Shifatayis, the Masha Ime, the Reza Shamu Tehu. So the leaves falling, Goras Rabelozo, not Rabelezea, who was his mother Rabelezea, the Reza the Vulcan. But the leaves falling, we are here to see Rabelozo. He was not his mother, and he was not a member of the Habur and Bishamai. The Lord Omar, to tell you, you know the Omar, to tell you, it's really Kapos. It's really Kapos. So, first thing he says, that some machine could deduce from this in Moray, that in Aloha Kermos, because the Moray here says, Tanikame Gaon and Amo is here in Kermos. And the Machlik is between Tanikame and the Rezer, so we cannot pass to my Kermos. So then Rabbi Tam and the Lee say no. Rabbi Tam and the Lee say no, that we can't pass like a blessing. And what the Raya that Rabbi Tam mentions, so he says, no, that's no right. That's no right. That's no right. And because maybe it's not halacha like a blessing and machlokes in connection with Rabbi Meisav Shifatayis, but in connection with Nicher Atzmei, whether it's entitled Talmud or not, it's separate machlokes. We do pass for a brother. And then Then maybe that wasn't like a blessing, and everything, even in regard to the question whether Rabbi Chatzmi is coming Mr. Shepherdinus, and the business why Rabbi says the old name, because he wanted to give him, to mention something without really pull out. Anyway, I mean, as the Litva points out, it is more than Minchas Shalom that Rabbi Shmuel advised him to steal Chas Shalom. So in other words, he said it, he expressed himself in a certain way. If you would steal and you'd be sold as an eved, of course I'm not advising you to steal. But if you would steal and then you'll be sold as an eved, so then I will be kulam, you'll be allowed to marry. But according to Rabbi Elazar, you'll be allowed to marry Shepherdinus anyway. Anyway, so in final analysis, the Rabbatami the Rili Achili Kadinish Vidami, and they say that Alochi is like a Moshe. Alochi is like a Moshe, and the Alochi is like a Reza. And it's not Shamute because it's Rabbalozo, not Rabbaleza. Oh, the Arab of Nisanu Miforesh. Here Rabbi Nisanel also agrees with Rabbi Tam and the Rebbe that the Halacha is like Hamas. The Halacha is like Hamas. But where is Rabbi Tam and the Rebbe say the Halacha is like Hamas? Because we pass like Rabbi Lozor, that Michel Atzme is entitled to Hamas. Okay, Michel Atzme, he is entitled to Anoke, so Rabbi Belisandl says, we pass like a Nosi, but we don't pass like a Belezer. Belezer, a Belezer, that Michel Ratzme is entitled to Anoke. So Michel Ratzme is not entitled to Anoke. So, in other words, so we pass like a Nikame, but how can we pass like a Nosi and pass like a Nikame? When the Gemara says that the Alman is still like a Moshe, if I'm a Kamer. So Rabbi Samuel says, that's a Kiddush. That when the Gemara says, the Alman Amel is still like a Moshe, the Gemara doesn't mean that I'm a Kamer rejects a Moshe's being altogether. He doesn't reject it altogether. But he limits it to our boy. He doesn't apply it to Sphirs. In other words, I'm a Kamer holds like a Moshe in the case where Levi owes Shimon $1,000 and Shimon owes Reuven $1,000. So basically, doesn't have to make two kriyas. First, basically, collect from Levi $1,000 and give it to Shimon, and then basically, will collect from Shimon and give it to Reuven. No, basically, can directly collect $1,000 from the chosim of Levi and give it directly to Reuven. In case where of Avoya, where Levi borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. But suppose Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven and Levi didn't borrow from Shimon $1,000. He didn't borrow. But Levi employed Shimon to work for him. And Levi became indebted to Shimon because of the services rendered by Shimon. For Levi, he became indebted for $1,000. So then, according to the Kame, we don't say we basically will collect from here in Chosov of Levi, the employer, the Balabais, and collect $1,000 and give it to Reuven, who lent Shimon $1,000. In other words, according to the Kame, the Shibulik Ramnosin applies to our voice, but doesn't apply to a case of Sphirs. to spheres. Whereas the Rebbe holds that it applies to spheres also. So we pass the like Anikame, we pass the like Nosim in the case of her voice, but not in the case of spheres. And here, everything is like spheres. So without the Pasik, we couldn't apply Shigiri Ramosim. Abim Samu Foresh, we can be new the ground, we say Tanosim, the Ochen Foresh. The Ochen Foresh of the Yil, a little bit of there, a little bit of Hale, if you still down with Ramosim, which are still as Shemitzim is ever is not there, or Salay the Afke, Pirish in Shalman, not the Balkhay. The Yidoch, and it have a Baum and Ami, Pirish, the Solstress, we can with Ramosim. We should be taught up the buffet. Avon, the Balkhay, full out in Israel, the Ramosim. Kid Perashti. So, we have in this case this. Three different genes. The Shikha of the Yish is done which will become in our Hotramos. So, they explain it more simply to Pshute that the Al Namu is clearly in Hotramos, the Tanikame of Ramalezea rejects Hotramos's default here. And since in the Machwete between Tanikame and Ramalezea, so we have to pass more Tanikame. So mainly we have to reject from Gnosis because Tanikame do not agree with Gnosis in all of that. That's one issue. But most Hashem holds that the Halacha is like Gnosis. So then from the Talmud and the Reed, they say the Halacha is like Gnosis. But Tanikame here is fairly from Gnosis. So in the Hanami, the Halacha is not like Tanikam. The Halacha is like Hamlet. And then Rabbi Samuel says that we pass the light from Hashem, and we pass the light from Tanikam, not like Hamlet. But how can we be Zaki Shtori for Tai? And Gemara says, Tanikam and Aum and Amel is still like Hamlet. So Rabbi Samuel says, the Aum and Amel doesn't mean the Alme that they reject and come and rejects from Moses. He limits it to our voice, but not, he doesn't apply it to spheres. He rejects the Moses being in the case of spheres. So Mele here, he plays like spheres. So without the special Zeus apostle, it's not subject, Hanoke is not subject to Shibri Moses. And whereas of Lazar, he applies Shibrida Ramosim even to Skiras, and mainly as to resort to the Shotel Apostle, that Hanukkah is not subject to Shibrida Ramosim. And what we pass like Hanukkah, not like of Lazar, mainly we accept Ramosim's deen, but we limit it to our ways, not to Skiras. These are the conditions. Now, then there are two more sheets. The sheet of the Rashbor and the sheet of the Rifor. So the sheet of the Rifor is very, very, very small. The sheet of the Rashbor involves Idrich Rebetzi sheet. He says, Rashbor says something very strange. The Tenochaname, that we pass for the conscience. Because there are many rites from the Gemara that the Halacha is like many rites. When the Gemara says here, can come down and Amel is very transversal, the Gemara doesn't mean that transversal couldn't be written down. The Gemara only says like after the music, that Tanakame Baume Namu is still from us. But in a Haname, you could harmonize Tanakame's deen with Ramosim. Tanakame Baume is still from us, but Ramosim could feel like Tanakame. Why? Because, in other words, Gnosis says there is our of Gnosan Lash Roshimei that if Levi owes $1,000 to Shimon and Shimon owes $1,000 to Levi, so then Bezdin is made from Levi and gives $1,000 to Reuven. So Mele, the Reb Nosson could agree with the Tanakame. But then you ask, how could he agree with the Tanakame? So the Tanakame learns out from the Hanik Loi that Loi Mechratzmei. But Reb Nosson, since Reb Nosson says there is a locher binosn lasharoshim lei, so maybe we need the Kosik of Lei to advise us loy b'lei b'alchidei. The answer is Reb Nosson holds that if it's a question whether to darshin loy b'lei So it's preferable to darshin loy v'loy mecheratzme. So that's a aloche in connection with the bedivrei. Instead of applying it, the droshe of loy v'balcheve, which will be something in regard to another party, aloche in regard to another party. So the Gemara could have said Tanekame, when the Gemara said Vidoch. So the Gemara could have said, the Gemara said that Vidoch Tanekame holds that it's better to dash, it's preferable to deduce from Lei the droshe of loy v'loy mecheratzme instead of loy v'loy mevachet. Loy mevachet. And Reb Lezer holds, no, that it's preferable to deduce the droshe of loy v'loy mevachet rather than loy v'loy mecheratzme. So Mashmur is there, Shemike Benav. But Gemore, instead of saying Mashmur is there, Shemike Benav, the Gemara says Aroch, so it's very strange. So, Nichachos Naseika. I mean, according to Rashbo, the Gemara is really giving two things. One is the ego, the Alman Amri Israel Kabosei, and then another text that Mashmo is there tonight. Well, the Gemara doesn't mention it. So why doesn't the Gemara mention it? It's very strange. But this is what the Rashi says. Now, in terms of Rashi, let's see. He says nothing. I can't help it. I mean, but that's what Rashi says. Now, the Hashbo does say, in the name of Hamutam, the Baloch is not Hamutam. But I said in the thesis, but not in the Hashbo. Now, the Hashbo doesn't say, the Hamutam very. But the Rashbam says later that the Ripir is Allah. So the Rashbam is okay. But Tisha says that Ramatam the Ripir is Allah. So that's why I said Tisha is that when Tetzel says, Reden dank Ramatam, he doesn't mean that Ramatam belongs to the Bishem, who are Medankik in Mikam, they are not a famous. Ramatam only mentions the Raya, that the Aloha is not like a blesser. But rather the Aloha is not like a Nosa. What the Rashbo says, in the name of Ramatam, that Ramatam says, the Taloch is not like a Nos. But that's not his issue. Oh, neither down on the street of Nosin. You can't be on Tam, less in the Kadmosin. The less we keep out in Rabon, the Gam, the Mechaz Manikoe, the Namik Rabonsville, Hodiok and Ramaloch and Rabbi, they have a shamuti, they namely come on Manki Toy, the old Machede, to Miss Rican Lawson, double as you can say, and Lawson. The Rizokin that part of that. Whereas Stacy says, the Rabbin Rekam, the Rikosu, that the Aloch is from Lawson, the Rashbo says, the Rizokin Kosu, not Rabbin Rekam. So you see, there is a machete between Texas and the Rashbo, what is it about the Tamas? It's interesting. The other Rabbi, there is a Rizok in that Tzal, because the other Rabbi, you call him Nosson, but not his Rebbezer, Kavosi Abdino, Nosson Dainu, the Noch is in the Medine, the other Rabbi, 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 as long as you know that the Lozor, the Lord of Blessed, you ought to know come on money to pray you, you should be on the head. You literally, here is the Rashbos text, which is very strange. The Efshalim are the Rabnos Nami Yisraelan Mokikirabro, the Dorish Nami Loi Beloi Mecheratzme, the Loi Dashin Loi Bal Chele, we should be stabbed by Koyik Abiebe, to Mai Kuleebe, Koyik Abiebe, to Mai Kuleebe, hey, pick me up. The Lake in the Bosn of the Blazer, El Mashmu is there, she. In other words, the Machlekes between the Bosn and between Tanakame and the Blazer, between the Bosn and Blazer and Tanakame and the Blazer, is how to apply the Pasuk of Lord. So according to Rav Nosson, so we deduce from Loi, Loi Mecheratzme, and not Loi Mecheratzme, and come to Rav Lezer, who also agrees with Rav Nosson's name, so we deduce Loi, Loi Mecheratzme, rather than Loi, Loi Mecheratzme. There's an apple. So why doesn't the Gemara say that? Because I'm not saying, 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 I'm which is Nika Teret, the Gemara doesn't even say all together. I mean, it's very strange, very strange. Oh, I know, but this is what the Rashi says. But, we bada it from Nosson Tanya. So then, he goes to the Arichas, mentioning the number of Gemaras, which are based upon Nosson Tanya. So that's the Rashi. But it's a strange pshat, the Rashi. Now then, let's turn to it. Now, but before we look into the Ritual, we have to see the Shita Zarama. The Ritual mentioned the Shita Zarama. Oh. First, turn to Rambam page number 7, Malachi page. Mabi mecherats mei in mechul desin. Mecherats mei in mirza and mechul desin mirza. Mecherats mei also in shifos naimis, mechul desin, rabbi meisa in shifos naimis. You see, the Rambam is also held in the report. He says, mecherats mei also in shifos naimis. So most the shame in the report. Rabbi mecherats mei in kalakum, mechul desin, in mechul desin, שאנחנו מוכלו הכי חולים בזמי חני, שאני חוק מחרץ מנתאו שיש, יסר על שיש, מוכלו בזמי מנתאו שיש ואז אני כמלאי, מוכלו בזמי מנתאו So, just, the Rambam passed like from Brazil to the Gautam or Kenobi So the Rambam certainly does not agree with the sheep of the dream that the Halacha is like from Brazil that מחרץ מנתאו מנתאו But the Rambam explicitly says that Aloha is like the Kameh that Mecheratzne is even now so then we should reject the out the Shikun Ramosi Rambam Pervez Yuchas Malu Vilebe Halacha Vav says Ruvein Shereachaya Vushim Meo So Ruvein borrowed from Shimon 100 Jews Vilebe Chaya Vuvein Meo Mitzin Lebe Mitzin Shimon That's Kamosin's Lebe So he passes like a Muslim. Now, does he say Ruben shall lobo Mishin Leo? The lady lobo mi Ruben Leo Mitzin Lady Noisin Mishine? If the Rambam abused that Rosh Lobo in both Chives, so then you could say he agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Nisan. But the Rambam doesn't say Lobo. He says Chayev. Doesn't make any difference how it's Chayev. Whether it's Chayev because of Alvoye or it's Chayev because he worked, he went there, because he employed someone. Somebody rendered services to him. So in other words, so he doesn't limit the Shibun Ramosin Aloche to our voice. It applies to Sferasku because he says, Chayev. So then, he couldn't mention, the Rambam couldn't mention the Aloche of Loi Doloi Balcheve, but the Rambam does mention the Aloche of Loi Doloi Balcheve. Now turn to Piri Gimu, Yilukas Agodin, Aloche Kislov. Alright, that's not the ideas. Then, Anna came to be really acts made. They Balchim gave him men. The Anna come of Bio, the Kinziosa, or Bio. But the important thing is, Anna can the people the arts made, they both hate the women. So there's a cash. I will say, I'm on the black story, okay? On one hand, the past is like an economy, not like a person. And then, he also implies that Gnosis Dean has general application, has a very wide scope. It applies not only to our boys, it applies to spheres as well. In other words, he doesn't accept Rabbi Nisal's sheep, who limits it foul voice, not to scream. And then he asks him, Rabbi Lezer's din of Loi Beloi Baal Chayim. That's the Kashi Rebbe. So there is a long Mishnah Merah, very long Mishnah Merah. Now let's see what it tells, what the difference is. And that's one of the Wutzi, by the Shah, see the people on the ground. The Shah gives three talks, but this text is very different. Right, now let's see. The David himself. Now turn to the David. Loi Baal. And then something else we should remember. I mentioned yesterday. The Russian Rambam is Anakel Gibel Yatzmei Loi Baal Chayim Gibel Yimeno. So it's mashma, you see. Where is Rashi says, Loi Baal Chayim, that Bezdin will not collect from the Odin and give it, and give, let's say, the Anoke is $500. So Bezdin will not collect $500 from the Odin and give it to the Eved's Baal Chayim. But once the Eved got the Anoke, then Bezdin will take it from him and give it to his Baal Chayim. But the Rambam's Roshi is that even after the Hanukkah was given to the Eved, the Baal Chayim can still not collect from it. Hanukkah was given to the Atzmi Machi Gilman. In other words, it is secure, it is special Aloha. It is secure against collection by Baal Chayim. But that's difficult. So if so, why did the Gemara say, how can the Gemara say, Bitani Kamu Daum Namu Yisrael Kiranosim? So the male, you can't use the Drosha Loi Baal Chayim, because without the Drosha, the Baal Chayim couldn't collect it. But without the Drosha, the Baal Chayim couldn't collect it from the Odin. But after it was collected from the Odin by the Eved, the Baal Chayim could collect it. And here the Drosha comes to tell us that even after the Eved collected it from the Odin, the Baal Chayim cannot take it, cannot collect it from the Eved, from the Eved. So out from our knowledge, mashma, not like that. It's not a kashi. Alright, now let's see. The Lay turn to the Eved. Loi Baal Chayim. Oh, yeah. He is feeling down with a person, also laid out. The ego of the Nathan Kamek, the Alman Abba was here with a person. The Kasha, the Lomo, the Nima Hoche, the Nima, the Nishma, the Spirit, the Alman Kamek, the Yoha Din Hoche, Lui Dori Shoi Vul Baal Chayli, Lui Dori Shoi Vul Mechratzli, Boa Ava Adin Ben Lui, the Spirit of the Ramnos, Lui Ash Kaman the Poikali. So what does the Rashbo say? The Rashbo raises the same Kasha against the Gemara, and he says, Eina Chaname, the Gemara means that too. But why does the Gemara say it? The Gemara doesn't say it. So that's the difficult part in the Rashbo's. Of course, the Ritva doesn't accept the text. Vito nema adis yoi baun kamosi hoch adifet fei leit ne muzi leit ne ubei dain loi moi baun chele ne upne umute ne chrat ne dan baun ubei. So in other words, the reason is why the Gemara doesn't say Tan Kame agrees with Rav Nosson's deed. And that's exactly the reason as to why he doesn't ask Loi Baal Chayim because of Shmuel Rav Nosson. Because the Gemara assumes that if it's a question of deducing Loi Baal Chayim, which introduces another party here, so oh loi the loi mechratznei, so then words. On the contrary, if it's a question of applying the Rosh Hashanah, which does not involve Mecherat, but just Mechu Besen, applying the drosha of the Mecherat, which does involve introduce another party, so it's better to apply the drosha of Loimuli Balchidei, which does not introduce another party bound in faith, rather than the drosha of Loimuli Mecheratzme, which does introduce another party. So, Vito Lima, this truly bound from Nusin, Hochadip et Fei, Loimuli Mutin, Loimuli Beit, and Loimuli Balchidei, no Loimuli Mutin, Mecheratzme, and Loimuli. Little Mida, doch kann er noch ein Rabon der Bläser, Chidoi, die Schamutiu, die Chidoi, die Chemies, die Mossen, die Fiskasch, der Rabon Tidale, wie ein Mann Asch von Kurt am Mure, die Meise, oder Mossen Hege, und mit Schmieren, was Neite, was Nissen, Tabosse, was ein Telekonscho, da von Gaue, bei Simon, da mit Kupi dabei, wo Robbe kehren, die Stadt mir von Chidoi, die Chidoi, die Mossen, die Chidoi, die Chidoi, maybe or in a star model is a demon of the little you come a mouth of the nose the thing I need a home is for us on the shin and is a familiar way the thing to a shahid and the chazik and the chazik my solo was my fault so come on we come on we schneies and prices the divorce is made for the nose so how can we say that we're not like a nose so all these prices and we schneies will be shall we kill us it ואנוכי, דיבדי קיימו נוכי כרבון, וקיימו כרנוסן, ויהודי אמנו נוכי דרבון ולסקי דרבנוסן, היי לרחת אבינה, וכסובה ויתני כמה יאוי סוחר סוחר, ואיסרי חולי למותי נכר עצמי, ולדור לשלוי ולבל חייבי, ואילו הממש ככה תבינה, תני כמה יאוי סוחר סוחר, חווי ככו חיום את חיילי, אבל כאילו השכנה האחרני, אוהב שכחר, ישראלים היו תמוד את דום על עיר, אבל מה לא יאו לסוף וסוחר, בדווקא קום עלי, ובשביליון את הנקמה הוא לא יאו אתכם, ואי מי את מחרץ ממקור המדינה, בשביל יקסים את בי, ולא יאו אתכם מוכרו בזה, וסתור לי מצטער על ההוא מידה, שדור ישראלי לראות על חיילי, שרדו עזר, הוא חיילב נוסי, ומה יאמרו כמה אומן את אותוי, במלואים ואחרי, למה נאמר את אותוי ויחידוי ועשר וכמוסי? דיבד הלוח הוא וכמנוס נעשה, ורבון עומד בו, אלא נחתי את אותוי, דאבו אמרו, ראש את ההגה, וחיים דרך התלמוד, וזה נוחם ובואו, וחיים מוצאינו לרמב"ם זז, שפוסה כרמנוסנו, כרבון, סימנו אלו יקרינו, והשפשתו, ושמיים פרוש. וחזינו לרמתם, זהו שקוצר לרבונם פליד על הלכנוסים, ולקיימו לנו להוא כרבונם. אלו כרבלסק, תראום על זה וזה מניקים להם, לקוי כרבנוס. אבל בלי דוחסיר לכרבונם. So, he mentions the name of רמתם, not like the Rashbom, you see. רמתם, the Rashbom mentions that רמתם שיקים זו הייתה אישפידנקים. The thing I want to do is, but Tisva says, the Rabbi Tam Veri, Svira, the Ritva says like this, let's say,
the Kedushin continued, Bela Shishavach, Chof Chasi, Yohi Tov Shemim, May 19th.